It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider Show begins now. Kevin Rogers and Doug Blagans, the voice of the Panthers, with you. We are live at the BB&T Center, wrapping up this 8-game homestand as the Panthers welcome in our friends from New York City, the Rangers, tonight. And the Panthers looking to bounce back from Thursday's loss to the Colorado Avalanche as the Panthers will finish off the homestand and then hit the road for two coming up next week in the Midwest. But, Doug, it's been a very interesting homestand so far, to say the least.
Panthers have had some close games throughout this homestand and now find themselves looking to bounce back from that loss to the Avalanche a couple of nights ago. The Panthers, with a win here tonight, could finish the 8-game homestand 4-2-2, so looking to get the win here to put an exclamation point on this long 8-game homestand, a season-long 8-game homestand before the Panthers go back on the road for 6 of 7 leading up to the holiday break coming up here in a couple of weeks. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. Of course, as far as the schedule upcoming is concerned, we've already mentioned the New York Rangers are in town tonight, and it's the Broadway Blue Shirts' only trip to the BB&T Center this season, and hard to believe it'll already be the third and final game of the season series between these two teams. So the Panthers and the Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock, and then coming up Tuesday night, the Panthers will pay a visit to the St. Louis Blues, their one visit of the season to St. Louis. That is coming up Tuesday night, and that's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time puck drop. And then Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, the Panthers will pay their one visit of the season to the Minnesota Wild before coming back here to the BB&T Center for a game a week from tonight at 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs at the BB&T Center. Then it's back on the road for four straight to Buffalo, Toronto, Detroit, and Chicago. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. First order of business, this game right here tonight, the Panthers and the New York Rangers. It'll wrap up this homestand. And folks, want to remind you about the Panthers Holiday Pack. Tis the season to give the gift of Florida Panthers hockey. The Labatt Blue Holiday Pack is the ultimate six-pack and an affordable and customizable gift for family, friends, or coworkers. Each pack includes 2 tickets to 3 games, parking for each game, 1 hot dog, and 1 Labatt Blue beer per ticket. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com. So definitely look into that holiday pack for the hockey fan, the sports fan in your life as we cruise along here in the month of December. And, of course, we will continue to not only get ready for tonight's game, but, Kevin, we'll look back at the week that was. We'll have some great guests stopping by. So lots to cover here over the course of the next hour as we prepare for tonight's game and beyond.
Absolutely, as we will look back now at what we saw this past week, and the homestand started with a lot of games decided by one goal, games that went to overtime, and there was definitely no exception last Saturday when the Panthers welcomed in the Tampa Bay Lightning for the first time this season. And the Lightning, of course, the top team in the Atlantic Division, so never easy when they come in. But the Panthers did jump out to a quick lead in the first period, thanks to a pair of goals in 11 seconds. First, it was Frank Vetrano who would get the Panthers on the board.
Dadonov along Vetrano, a 2-on-1 for the Panthers. Right side, Vetrano, a shot, he scores! That one stuck down low on Louis Domingue, and the Panthers have the first one here tonight. What a rip from Frank Vetrano. He put it right through the goaltender.
So Vetrano scores his 8th of the season. The Panthers took a 1-0 lead before the goal was even announced in the arena. It was Alexander Barkov who was able to give the Panthers a 2-goal advantage.
Here's another 2-on-1. Barkov cruises in, makes a move, backhand, he scores! Alexander Barkov, top shelf with the backhand, and the Panthers, just like that, take a 2-0 lead.
So amazingly, Doug, this was not the 2 fastest goals ever in Panther history. Victor Kozlov has that honor of 7 seconds years ago against Montreal. But 11 seconds, not too bad.
No, the Panthers did what they had to do there in that game against the Lightning. Came out and challenged Louis Domingue early in the hockey game, and they were able to cash in a couple times.
So the Panthers up 2-0. However, goals were coming in bunches. Alex Killorin scored for the Lightning less than a minute later to make it a 2-1 Panther lead. So 2-1 after one, heading to the second period, and Jonathan Huberdeau would break away from the Lightning defense, give the Panthers back a 2-goal lead.
And they tie up as the puck drops. It's going to be pounced on by Tyler Johnson, played down for point. Then a backhand around to the far corner. Nikita Kucherov out to that right point for Mikhail Sergachev. Shoveled back down to the far corner. Point to Johnson, looking out in front. Point again. Sergachev makes a move, poked away. Off to the races is Jonathan Huberdeau. A clear breakaway. Huberdeau walks in, makes a move, and he scores! Jonathan Huberdeau has given the Panthers a 3-1 lead.
So Huberdeau scores on that breakaway, his sixth of the season, 3-1 Panthers, and then the Panthers on the power play was Evgeny Dadonov, who would give the Panthers now a 4-1 advantage.
Well, 46 seconds on a 5-on-3 forward power play here. Yandel at the left point, Hoffman, a one-timer, that's blocked by Ryan McDonough, and he's slow to get up. Meanwhile, play continues, and it's put down low. Dadonov, he scores off a great feed from Yandel. Evgeny Dadonov on the 5-on-3, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
So Dadonov with the goal there, his 12th, 4-1 Panthers in control, but then things would slowly unravel as the Lightning would score two goals later in the second, including Nikita Kucherov on the power play with a minute to go in the second to make it a 4-3 game. Lightning would even it up in the third, and then Braden Point, the overtime winner on the power play, 3 minutes and 12 seconds into the overtime, and the Panthers get a point but still lose it to the Lightning 5-4, Doug, and obviously happy with the point, but can't be happy having a 4-1 lead and losing it.
It was one of those, you know, those games when the Panthers and the Lightning play, you throw everything out, and you know, the Panthers and Lightning tend to have some entertaining hockey games, and that was kind of a wild one there and a high scoring affair. The Panthers, as you said, they were able to get a point in that one, and especially considering the big picture, the Panthers had beaten Buffalo the night before that. It was the second end of a back-to-back, and the Panthers ended the beat a Buffalo team that had their 10-game win streak ended shortly before that. So that was a Buffalo team that was coming in, playing some good hockey. Panthers beat them the night before. They get the 1 point against Tampa Bay. Certainly tough to lose that game, but at the same time, big picture, the Panthers came away with 3 out of 4 points against two teams that a couple days earlier had played for the best record in the National Hockey League. So, you know, while a loss might sting in the short term, big picture, 3 out of 4 points against two really good teams in a back-to-back.
After 2 days off, the Panthers return to the ice, welcoming in the Boston Bruins for the first time this season, and also welcoming back Roberto Luongo into net. And Luongo, it's like he didn't miss any time at all, as he was super sharp against the Bruins. No scoring in the first, headed to the second period, where one of the offensive leaders this season of the Panthers, Mike Hoffman, would give the Cats their first lead of the night.
Yandel from the far corner of the Panthers, and a long outlet to Huberdeau, fluttered along here. Sevier crashing the net, heads in, goes down below the goal line, puts it out in front, it's jammed at, they score! Mike Hoffman found the loose puck before anybody else did. The Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
And Mike Hoffman, his 13th of the season, 4:21 into the second, giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead. It would stay 1-0 until the 13-minute mark, where Mike Matheson, who we haven't seen a lot of goals from this season, the defenseman able to put in his second to give the Panthers a 2-0 lead.
A maneuver off to the near circle in the Panthers zone, cruises up the near wall, down to our right into the Boston zone. Matheson sidesteps the defender, heads in, a shot, and he scores! End-to-end, Mike Matheson has given the Panthers a 2-0 lead!
That is coast-to-coast, a little peanut butter, jelly, and toast!
And that goal for Matheson, his second, 13-13 into the second period. We have to ask Billy Lindsay about that goal call.
It fit the situation great. I think he actually did have that for breakfast that day,
good.
He said. Yep.
Good. All right, so the Panthers up 2-0. 2 minutes later, was Jonathan Huberdeau able to bolster that advantage?
Yandel up the near side. Over for Huberdeau, top of the far circle. Wrist shot, he scores! Jonathan Huberdeau has given the Panthers a 3-0 lead.
So good to see Huberdeau goals now in back-to-back games. Actually, so Huberdeau now with 7 goals on the season, and he and Barkov connected on the Friday night overtime goal against Buffalo. So it's good to see that Huberdeau getting that offense going.
It's been red hot, and Jonathan Huberdeau with that performance in that particular game against Boston, that was another multi-point game for him. It extended his string of consecutive multi-point games to 6, and there have only been 2 Panthers in franchise history that have had a string of multi-point games that long. Jonathan Huberdeau, Pavel Bure, the only one with a longer streak.
So Huberto ends up with 3 points on the night, 3-0 lead for the Panthers. And then in the final seconds of the second period, Panthers on the power play, which they have definitely picked up since a slow start to the season. And once again, it was Mike Hoffman to give the Panthers a 4-0 lead.
Barkov heading in late in the frame. Far side Hoffman thought about a shot to Yandle. High slot off to Barkov, far circle Hoffman. One-timer, and he scores! Top shelf on a one-timer, it's Mike Hoffman! And the Panthers have a 4-0 lead, a power play goal with 3.7 seconds left in the second.
Pregnant pause on the horn there as Hoffman would score his 14th, a second of the night. Barkov and Yandle with the assist. Yandle with two assists on the night, 19:55 into the second. Panthers up 4-0, so four goals in the second. And then in the third, Evgeny Dadonov would finish it off on a power play, his 13th, to make it a 5-0 victory. But when you look at all the big names, Hoffman two goals, you mentioned, Doug, with Huberto, 3 points, Yandle a couple assists, but Roberto Luongo, 33 saves back in net.
A lot to highlight with that game against Boston. First of all, not only is that a 5-0 win, it's a 5-0 win against the Boston Bruins, a division rival, a team the Panthers were seeing for the first time this season, and a team that the Panthers are trying to run down in the standings. So to be able to get a win against them, that's a big confidence booster, a big 2 points there, one of those four-point games, if you will, being an Atlantic Division opponent. Roberto Luongo back in the lineup. He hadn't appeared in a game on the homestand after the lower body injury that he suffered on November 23rd at Carolina, returned on Tuesday, and he showed why his preparation, and it's just second to none, his preparedness level every time out, to be able to get himself back to where he wants to be and get back out there and turn in a performance like that to shut down the Boston Bruins. That was something that was huge for the Panthers in that game, a 33 save shutout, and it put him into sole possession of ninth on the NHL's all-time shutout list. That was his 77th career shutout, so another milestone with that shutout victory for Roberto Luongo. But you had also the big performances you mentioned across the board from a lot of the guys that the Panthers count on the most for the big offensive numbers. And Alexander Barkov had just a dominant game at both ends of the ice, not only setting up his teammates, but also just shutting down the Boston attack every time that they were out there. And Jonathan Huberto stayed hot. Mike Hoffman had a couple of goals. And again, we've talked about it seems like every week on the Panthers Insider Show, but just what a pickup, an offseason add he has been for this Panthers team, the goal-scoring ability that Mike Hoffman has shown. So another big game for Mike Hoffman. Keith Yandle continues to really be such a driving force on this red-hot Panthers power play. And to call the power play at this point red-hot is almost an understatement. I think 17 of the last 18 games, the Panthers have power play goals. So, you go right down the list. There were so many high points from that game and so many big performances to mention, and it was a great night for it all to happen at home against a tough opponent like the Boston Bruins.
Tonight is a legacy Saturday. Billy Lindsay and Ray Sheppard will be honored, of course, from the 96 team that made it to the Stanley Cup Final, lost to the Colorado Avalanche in four games. Panthers and Avalanche met up on Thursday, and it always spurs up these memories of that series in which the Panthers made it to their first ever Stanley Cup. And obviously all the names have changed. We don't see Joe Sakic or we don't see Peter Forsberg out there. But regardless, though, the Panthers and Avalanche meeting up on Thursday at the BB&T Center. Early on, the Avalanche took the 1-0 lead halfway through the first, but late in the first period, it was Colton Sevier there for the equalizer.
And now it's collected by Sevier, played down behind the net. Brouwer out of the trapezoid. Feed out to the near point. Kieselevich across the blue line. Uyghur back to Kieselevich. Has some room. Lets it fly. Deflects. And they'll say it didn't go in. That was the initial ruling. The Panthers celebrate. If that one went in the net, it could be the first NHL goal for Bogdan Kieselevich. It may have been tipped in front by Colton Sevier. He was providing the traffic. And now it looks like they're determining that this was a goal for the Panthers. 2:05 to go in this opening frame. Deflections on each side of the ice have led to the two goals scored in this game. It's 1-1 as we get into the late stages here. A period number one.
Colton Sevier scores his third. Kiesa Levitch and Weig are on the assist. I don't think we've seen that combination probably this season between the three of them, but the Panthers able to even things up, though.
Colton Sevier has played such a sound, fundamental game for the Panthers all season long and just does so many little things right out there, and they oftentimes lead to big plays and lead to scoring plays. You look back at the Boston game, and the Panthers got the scoring going when Colton Sevier drove a puck to the net. He wasn't the one that ultimately scored the goal, but he got it down there. And in that game, he got to the front of the net. An innocent wrist shot from the point from Bogdan Kieselevich wound up being deflected by Sevier. The puck went in and out in the blink of an eye. That was the game's first goal. So Colton Sevier continues to make those little plays out there that become so important.
That would tie things up at one, headed to the second period. Carl Soderberg, shorthanded goal for the Avs, make it 2-1. But then less than a minute later, Panthers back on the power play, Doug, where they have been red hot. And Aaron Ekblad, who has had a nice scoring barrage in December, he was able to tie things up at two.
Banks went out to the right point. Matheson across the line. McCann top of the right circle, looking back. Door shot, they score! To a wide open Aaron Ekblad, and the Panthers get a power play goal, and this game is tied at two.
It really feels like, Doug, this month that Ekblad has really exploded.
He really has had a knack for getting himself into those positions where his teammates can find him. That backdoor play that worked in the game the other night on Thursday against Colorado. There was a lot going on the right side of the ice. He cut into that left circle, and it was a great feed across. Jared McCann found him there. So Aaron Ekblad has been able to find those seams, and his offensive instincts are just so good. He knows those perfect times to hop in there and give his teammates a passing lane, and again, it worked on Thursday night.
That tied the game at two. However, in the third, it was all Avalanche. A pair of goals in a 44-second span would give Colorado a 4-2 lead. Gabriel Landeskog scored his 17th on an empty netter late to put it away. And unfortunately, just a tough third period as the Avalanche beat the Panthers 5-2. And really, Doug, the Panthers had a blowout of the Bruins two nights before, but the first time the Panthers lost in convincing fashion on this homestand.
And it was a game that was much closer than the 5-2 final score looked, but it was a back-and-forth game, and the Panthers went head-to-head with another good hockey team there on Thursday night. And Colorado had, they had a deflection goal that wound up being the go-ahead goal, made it 3-2, and they were able to add an empty netter in the late stages to make it 5-2. But again, the Panthers, that was game 7 of the 8-game homestand. Now they prepare for game 8 of this season-long 8-game homestand. So for the Panthers, just looking to bounce back from the loss on Thursday night to Colorado, and they go into tonight against the New York Rangers. And yesterday after practice, Panthers practiced here at the BB&T Center yesterday, caught up with the head coach of the Panthers, Bob Bugner, and the first thing I asked him was about the importance of this game tonight against the Rangers and this opportunity for the Panthers to really put an exclamation point on this homestand.
Knowing that the road trip's coming up and we have a lot of games coming up, that it's important that we get this last home game and a chance to be over 500 on the homestand, that's important. And we're right there last night, 2-2 with half a period of play, and we had a couple bad shifts. So we got to try and forget about that and concentrate on the Rangers, a team that's beat us twice this year already, a team that's coming in fresh with a 5-day break. We got to make sure that we're ready and have a better start than we did last night.
You look at that game against Colorado, though, and I know that the matchup between the top lines was a big focal point going into that game. It seemed like especially Barkov against MacKinnon did a pretty good job in that one overall.
Yeah, they got loose in the third period. It was probably the one time until we started obviously trying to play catch-up that they had no Barkov against MacKinnon, and they separated their big boys after the second period, which was a good move on their part. I thought it spread it around a little more, made it more difficult on us. For the most part, Barkey's line did a fine job. I don't think they spent enough time in the O-zone and had some grind shifts. I think they were more off the rush, and I wish we would have had a little more zone time. But, it was one of those games. And that's the thing. We can't rely on just one line. We're a four-line team, and we can't get into an open game. We have to play to our identity, and I thought last night sometimes we got away from that.
And you look at this matchup against the Rangers. Hard to believe, already the third time you'll see the New York Rangers this season. Anything you can take from the previous matchups against them into this one?
Fast team, obviously. I'm not sure if Lundqvist is in net, but he's definitely a difference maker. But again, fresh, they're going to be coming in with a week's rest. But It's a team that you got to be good in the neutral zone because they do generate a lot of speed, and they got a lot of offensive weapons up front. So we got to be strong defensively. And again, I think we just got to take, you know, our start that we had against Buffalo, our start we had against Tampa, you know, the starts we had against Boston. We got to start tomorrow like that, and we got to try and, you know, play that 60-minute game that we always talk about.
So Panthers head coach Bob Bugner right there talking about this matchup tonight against the New York Rangers. Panthers and the Rangers at 7 o'clock this evening, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. Make sure to get your tickets, and it is a Legacy Saturday night honoring Billy Lindsay and Ray Shepard tonight. So be sure to check out the game tonight. We hope to see you down here at the BB&T Center. If you can't make it to the BB&T Center, we've got it all across the radio network, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. Puck drop shortly after 7, and you can also catch it on Fox Sports Florida as well. But it is a Rangers team that hasn't played since Sunday when they hosted the Winnipeg Jets at Madison Square Garden. The Rangers fell in a shootout 4-3 that night, so the Rangers had the Monday to Friday off, and now they'll get back at it, and they'll start their trip down to the Sunshine State with this matchup against the Panthers tonight. So the Rangers do come in having had about 5 days to rest, but Bob Bugner mentioned the start of the game there. A lot of times when you're taking on a team that's coming off a bit of a layoff, that makes that start that much more important. So the Panthers certainly going to want to make sure that they make the most of the first 5 to 10 minutes, especially here in tonight's game, Panthers and the Rangers this evening. And lots going on here at the BB&T Center today. And a reminder that you can join the Florida Panthers Foundation at Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. That's today's sample beer from several breweries. Listen to live music and watch the Cats defend home ice against the Rangers. The puck drops at 7 at BB&T Center. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older. For ticket packages, go to floridapanthers.com. So that gets going in the afternoon here at the BB&T Center. So, again, that's coming up here in just a little bit, but still some time for you to look into it as the Panthers have the Pucks and Pints Beer Fest this afternoon. And then later on tonight, 7 o'clock, Panthers and the New York Rangers right here at the BB&T Center to close out this 8-game homestand.
And we'll hear from Mark Pesta coming up. Also, Doug and Jameson Olive, our buddy from FloridaPanthers.com, their territory talk with Jonathan Huberdeau. We'll hear a portion of that as well. And the Blonde Bomber, Billy Lindsay, will join us coming up later in the show. Panthers Insider continues right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans with you. It is the Panthers and the New York Rangers coming up tonight at the BB&T Center. Game 8 of this 8-game homestand before the Panthers hit the road on Tuesday. And they will travel to St. Louis to face the Blues, as the Panthers looking to end this homestand with a victory, Doug.
And as we mentioned, when the Panthers go on the road, the action here doesn't stop. Of course, you've got the road games coming up Tuesday in St. Louis, Thursday at Minnesota, before the Panthers are back home a week from tonight at 7 against the Maple Leafs. But you can skate on real ice this holiday season with the Florida Panthers Hockey Holidays Ice Rinks presented by Hoffman's Chocolates. The rink in Palm Beach will be open until December 30th and Fort Lauderdale until January 7th. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com/holiday rinks. And yesterday, after the Panthers practiced at the BB&T Center, had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Mark Pesek, and we'll hear that conversation now. Here's Panthers defenseman Mark Pesek first on the importance of this final game of the homestand coming up tonight against the Rangers.
Yeah, I think we, you know, we did an okay job at home. We obviously wanted a couple more wins while we were here, but the only thing we can control is, you know, getting that last one tonight.
And looking at this game here, I mean, what are the keys in this one? You guys have had a as you said, a homestand where you've done a lot of good things here.
Yeah, I think we just got to continue with that the way we've been playing. Like I said, we didn't get the results, but New York's a fast team. We've done a good job. A couple nights ago against, you know, a fast Colorado team, so we just got to do a little bit more of the same.
Then obviously still in the event that Henrik Lundqvist is the guy that you face in this one, a guy that you obviously need to make things tough on him, what are the big keys in that regard in terms of making things tough on the opposing netminder?
Yeah, it's like any goalie. You know, if there's guys in front of him, it's going to be tough on him, whether screening him or just getting him off his game, bumping into him a little bit. You know, as long as there's traffic in front of him, that's going to be tough on him.
And just looking at this
this recent stretch, how nice has it been for you guys to get into a groove of really playing every other night? I know, you know, there have been some stretches and you missed a little bit of time, but to get into this groove here where you're playing every other night. Last year when you guys were in that groove at the end of the year, you guys were playing, it felt like, almost every day. So has that been good?
Yeah, it's awesome. Everybody wants to play, and not a lot of practice time, so it is, if things aren't going well, it's a little bit tough to make adjustments in that sense, but I think we've been doing a good job, you know, showing up at the rink and ready to play.
How do you guys kind of, I guess, get the most out of the practice time that you do have then? Because I know this time of the year, once you get into playing games so frequently, sometimes even the rest is more important than the practice. But at the same time, when you get on the ice, to be able to make the most of that practice and sharpen up everything where it needs to be, what's the key there?
I think the coaches do a good job of, just focus practice. Like I said, we don't have a lot of time, so we're never going to be out there for a long time, you know, whether it's 20 or 30 minutes, and just get the job done, what we need to work on. And everybody obviously can focus for that long, so we get in, do the work, and then get out of here.
And just in talking about the group of defensemen that you guys have, obviously Keith Yandle is kind of the senior member of the group, and he continues to, you know, to have his Iron Man streak just continue to build. How cool is that to watch, just as a teammate, to see the work that he puts in every day?
Yeah, it's been really cool. You know, this is the third year that I've been here. It's been awesome to be around him. You know, even away from the rink, he's an awesome guy to be around. He's always got people laughing. He's joking around, but when it's time to work, he's always you know, doing the right thing and taking it very seriously.
And even you, as a guy now who's a few years in the league, you just played your 300th game. Is he still a guy that you can look to as kind of a resource? And is it still important to be able to be a sponge and take in as much as you can?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you play a ton of games in this league and still, you know, sort of lean on each other. But having a guy like him, I think everybody can go to him, and he's very approachable. And yeah, he's done a good job helping everybody out.
Does it feel like time's flown by, already over 300 games in the league for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say, like, just like anything in life, when you're in the midst of it, it seems like it's going pretty slow sometimes. But whenever you take time to look back, it seems like it went by fast.
Is there anything that, you know, 2018, almost 2019, Mark Pesek would tell Mark Pesek when he was making his NHL debut?
I've had pretty well the same mindset. Just have fun, you know, like, yeah, you never know when it's going to end, so just enjoy every day. And at the end of the day, it is you're doing something you like. It's a game, so you got to have a lot of fun doing it.
And then just last thing, one last note on this game tonight against the New York Rangers. The biggest key to come out and really set the tone. I know this is a big one, not only to try and close out the homestand on a high note, but to also get some momentum going. You're playing 6 or 7 on the road after this one.
Yeah, it's a big one. We're going to have to come out of the gates hot. We need to have a good start. I don't think we did a good enough job as a team against Colorado. So if we can start on time and be ready right from the get-go, we'll be all right.
Great chat there with Panthers defenseman Mark Pesek, and big thanks to him for his time as the Panthers get set to take on the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame across the radio network, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And we also caught up with Jonathan Huberdeau this week for the latest installment of the Territory Talk podcast. floridapanthers.com/territorytalk is where to find it. I do that with Jameson Olive from floridapanthers.com. And again, we caught up with red-hot Panthers forward Jonathan Huberdeau this week. Here is Jonathan Huberdeau first talking about maybe the differences now that he's in his seventh year in the National Hockey League compared to maybe back when he started. Here's Jonathan Huberdeau.
I think you're more mature. I mean, you learn every year, and I mean, it's my seventh year, so I mean, I'm more of a leader in the team, and I think you feel more comfortable out there, you know, even in the dressing room and stuff. So I mean, yeah, I'm having a streak, but I think I don't try to change anything. I mean, I think I had a slow start of the season, but I mean, I knew it was gonna come, and it's all about confidence. That's what I had, you know, kind of play every game. Every game I want to play well, and I think it's more consistency that you want to learn to do in this league, and that's what I've been trying to do.
Do you ever stop to think, I mean, you work so hard to get to this point to the NHL, and now here you are in your seventh season. Do you ever sit back and say, wow, it's you know, this is already seven seasons?
Yeah, it amazes me. I mean, you know, it's crazy. I feel like yesterday I was, you know, being drafted or scoring my first goal. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy how fast it goes. So that's what it shows, that you got to enjoy every moment of it.
And you talk about the milestones. You already hit 400 games played this year, 100 goals, 200 assists is right around the corner. Everyone kind of dreams about that first NHL game, that first NHL goal. After you get those, does the rest just kind of blend together as your career goes along?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's fun to reach like some milestone. I mean, it's nothing like Jagr, you know, play with him. He reached every game. I feel he was reaching something. So, but it's pretty cool as yourself to reach these things. And we know a lot of guys are so close from that. I mean, you know, Barkov, same thing, is going to reach these little milestone, and he already has 100 goals. And, you know, Trocheck, same thing. And we're all like the same age, same group. So it's fun to see that we're all going to reach it together.
And you're all locked up for long-term deals. You just moved into fourth all-time in franchise scoring. Like you said, how fun is it to maybe battle for those guys as time goes on for those top spots and all these franchise records?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really think about that. And, I mean, it's just nice to see a guy reaching these goals. But, I mean, like I said, we just play every night, and whatever happened, I think we're happy for each other. Like I said, we like each other. We love each other. We've been together for, like 6 years, 5 years. So, I mean, it's always fun to see these guys, you know, getting something, rewards. And just hopefully we can stay together for a long time and get some, you know, get in the playoffs every year.
You mentioned Alexander Barkov, and I know recently you guys started playing on a line together again. But whether you guys are on a line together, which you've played together quite a bit over the years, or if you're not on the same line, just how much do you enjoy having him either as a line mate or just as a teammate? I know you guys have been able to play together a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Barky. He's a, you know, everybody thinks he's a quiet guy. I mean, he is a quiet guy, but he kind of got more comfortable years by years. And I mean, when I've been hurt, you know, he was hurt at the same time. So we kind of spent more time together, and that's when we kind of got to know him a little bit better. And I mean, he's such a good guy. You know, cares about hockey, his work ethic, and you know, he's just a good friend. And I mean, you know, it's like every guy here in the dressing room, but obviously, you know, playing with him, I just feel we understand each other really well, you know, on the ice and off the ice as well.
You talk about friends, Vincent Trocheck, another good friend of yours. Obviously tough to have him out of the lineup right now, but it seems like he's always still around this team since he's been out. What does it mean just to have him, you know, pop in the locker room, you know, kind of pump you guys up, just to have him around for, you know, he's full of positive energy every day, it seems like.
Yeah, he is. I think he's been tremendous. I mean, it's not easy to be hurt. And, I mean, sometimes guys that are hurt, they kind of go away a little bit and try not to disturb. But I don't think, you know, he's such a big part of our team that, you know, it doesn't disturb us. And he's always there. And, you know, he's, like, smiling every day. And, you know, maybe he doesn't feel like it. Some days he's waking up a little hurt. But, I mean, he's such a, you know, a good teammate, good friend. And he comes in and, you know, kind of cheers us up.
So right there, an excerpt from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Big thanks to Jonathan Huberdeau for sitting down, taking some time to, again, join Jameson Olive and I for Territory Talk this week. And FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk is where to find it. iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, lots of different ways to listen to it. So check it out if you haven't. Episode number 40 this week. And it was a great episode. Jonathan Huberdeau stopped by. Jessica Blaylock from Fox Sports Florida joined us as well. So, again, a great episode this week. If you haven't listened to Territory Talk, go check that one out, and hopefully you enjoy it. And another note on Jonathan Huberdeau, the Hubie snacks from our friends over at It's Sugar, those are available, and they support a good cause as well. So, again, and they taste really good. We had some in the booth the other night. You didn't get a chance to try them, Kevin Rogers. I'll bring some for you this evening so you can try the Hubie snacks tonight. But, again, a lot of fun. That was put together with our friends over at It's Sugar, and you can buy them here inside the BB&T Center at It's Sugar or at one of your South Florida It's Sugar locations. So, those are available, and the Panthers are taking on the New York Rangers tonight. 954-835 Puck, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets. Panthers and the Rangers, 7 o'clock face-off here at the BB&T Center tonight. It's a Legacy Saturday, and tonight we will be honoring Billy Lindsay and Ray Shepard. And what do you know? Billy Lindsay is going to join us coming up on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we'll talk to the Blonde Bomber coming up right after this, and we'll get some thoughts on that 96 team, the run to the Stanley Cup Final. And also wrapping up the homestand, too, with Billy. We'll talk about that. Panthers-Rangers tonight here at the BB&T Center. You're listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio. Radio. Radio.com. Radio. 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 Welcome. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues here at the BB&T Center. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans with you. Panthers Rangers tonight. We'll speak with Billy Lindsay in just a moment.
And the Panthers tonight wrapping up an 8-game homestand, and then they'll be back home after a couple of road games, Tuesday in St. Louis at 8 Eastern, Thursday in Minnesota at 8 Eastern, Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs, Panthers and the Leafs for the first time this season. That's going to be a week from tonight. So next Saturday at the BB&T Center, 7 o'clock face-off, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. And folks, it's that time of the year again. Santa Claus will be taking photos with fans pregame and during the first intermission at BB&T Center at that game against the Maple Leafs a week from tonight. That's Saturday, December 15th. Stop by in front of Club Lexus to take your holiday photo. Also, new this season, fans can drop off letters in Santa's mailbox for Santa to read. So that's coming up a week from tonight as we cruise into the holiday season and we cruise toward this big game tonight, Panthers and the Rangers at 7.
That's another Legacy Saturday. The Panthers will honor a pair of major members of the 1996 Eastern Conference Championship team that involved Billy Lindsay, Ray Shepard among them. They'll be honored tonight. Billy Lindsay, who we know pretty well on the radio broadcast, he joins us now on Panthers Insider. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Doug, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing well. First question, Billy. How many times, if you can estimate it, have you seen that goal against Billy Ranford when Ray Bourque tripped you in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference first round in 1996? How many times have you seen that in your life?
Quite a bit. I did have a stretch where I went and played in Germany for a couple of years and didn't come back here and didn't see the goal probably for about 2-3 years. There was a stretch there that I had a dry run then. Once I came back here, got involved with the radio, got involved with the broadcast again. It started popping up more and more, but it's in the hundreds, I guess, would be that case. But honestly, I haven't Googled it or looked upon it myself since probably 15, 20 years ago. Is the last time that I've actually looked at it myself. It's been presented to me in different forms and formats over the years that I see it enough.
And we're looking at a photo of it right up here in the booth because we're doing the Insider Show this morning here in the radio booth, and of course we have a big photo of it up here in the press box. But Billy, just looking back, I know we talk about the '96 team a lot, but you guys had such great memories with that group, and specifically playing with Ray Shepard. Both of you guys are going to be honored tonight. What do you remember about playing with Ray Shepard?
We brought him over in a trade from Detroit in 96, and one key component that we were missing was a natural goal scorer on that 96 team, someone that could really help our power play. And then when Shepard came on board with us, I've never seen a guy with better hands than him around the net, soft hands, could score from anywhere, and really was remarkable on the power play. And he helped that team give us that real Brian Murray. That was a heck of a deal there to get Shepard in here to help us out. I don't think we make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm not sure how far we get without Ray Shepard in that addition. He just bolstered that lineup and was a pure goal scorer and something that was desperately missing from our lineup.
Billy, that team saw so much success a few years into the birth of the franchise. What were the thoughts going into the playoffs that year? You guys had home ice in the first round against Boston. You still had the big boys in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia that you maybe play if you got past Boston. But what were the thoughts with that team? Obviously, you probably never thought you'd get to the Stanley Cup, but, you know, was it, let's just get through a round and see how it goes, or we really have a shot to get far in this thing?
We remember we were taking it one day at a time. We didn't expect what was going to happen. A lot of us, it was a new experience in the playoffs. For me, it was the first time in the playoffs, and that first game at Miami Arena was one of the best feelings I've ever experienced in hockey. Didn't feel like my skates touched the ice. I was floating out there with so much energy, and that kind of was the way that our whole team just kind of thrived off the city, thrived off that building, and we just gained momentum game after game, and we started to believe in that Boston series that we were the better team. We won that game. And we got Philadelphia in the second round, and we started to feel we got them in some overtime games. We knew we were a deeper hockey club. We felt like we could win those overtime games. They just started building and building. But it started from the start of the year just with the guys around us, with the work ethic and commitment that you had every day at the rink. And there was teammates that were playing for each other, and you're more disappointed if you have a bad game than for letting your teammates down than for letting yourself down. We had that close-knit group, and that's kind of what embodied the spirit of that club.
And Billy, throughout this 25th anniversary season, a chance to look back at a lot of historical moments throughout the Panthers' history. But with this current group, kind of, you know, connecting the current group to some of the previous eras, I know, you know, for one, we've seen some guys climbing some franchise lists, hitting some milestones. We've seen a couple of Pavel Bure's old records, a guy that you had a chance to play with. We've seen some of his records either challenged or surpassed when you look at the point streak, for example, that Mike Hoffman had. You know, what's it tell you when you see some of these guys like Huberto climbing the franchise list, Mike Hoffman, you know, eclipsing a Pavel Bure record, to see what these current Panthers are doing?
Tells you there's a lot of talent on that hockey team, that's for sure. The power play's been remarkable. And they've got a good group of guys. And what it also tells me, to put together some of that stuff and to be where you're at in standings, that there's more there. You got to be able to find to win those post games, because if you have that kind of talent and you have the abilities to put together a 17-game point streak, score a power play goal in 16 of 17 or 17 of 18 games, with those kind of numbers, Huberto had that 14 points in six games. This team has talent. It's got to get the results on the scoreboard. So it tells me it's incredibly talented. They've got to find a way to get wins and those close wins. But we've seen some tremendous things, and to me, this might be the most talented team that we've ever iced down here. So we've got to find some results from this hockey club.
And Billy, we're coming up on the end of the show here, but really quickly, heading into tonight, the biggest keys for the Panthers against the New York Rangers this evening.
Realize the desperation and urgency of the game, even though it's still just the start of December. 4-2-2 on an 8-game homestand is okay. 3-3-2, it doesn't look so good. Realize that you got to get out there. This is one of those teams that's going to be right in your mix. If it's a wild card spot or whatever, the Rangers, and get after them right from the start, right from the finish. And the Panthers got to start, they're close, they got to start winning some games and putting streaks together that we saw at the end of last year. We felt it building a little bit, but it has to continue to grow. So for me, it's just let's go. It's time to put the foot on the gas pedal, and let's start to realize what this team can capably do. They've got to be able to do it, because they've got the talent.
Billy Lindsay, he'll be honored tonight along with Ray Shepard for another Legacy Saturday honoring the 96 Panthers. Billy, thank you, and we'll see you later on.
All right, see you tonight, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you. There's Billy Lindsay joining us as the Panthers get set for the New York Rangers tonight, closing out the homestand before heading to the very warm Midwest coming up next week, St. Louis and Minnesota. Bring your parka with you, Dougie. It's going
to
be cold.
I'll have it. I'll have it with me, and we're looking forward to, you know, for the Panthers, looking forward to getting out to St. Louis and Minnesota coming up. 6 of 7 on the road after tonight, so come on down and see the Panthers this evening against the Rangers.
Our thanks to Mark Pesek, our thanks to Jonathan Huberto, and our thanks to Billy Lindsay for joining us. For Doug Plagans, I'm Kevin Rogers. Panthers-Rangers tonight at the BB&T Center. You've been listening to Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.